with me Mark Cullen. Opening goal, great time to get it. You needed a goal, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a while, but it's always good. I got one in the first couple of minutes, I think it was today, so it was nice to get up and run. And to be fair, I should have had another one as well.
Bit of pinball in the box for the goal. Jet Redshaw thought he'd lined it up, but it cannoned away, and you were wide awake and stuck it away in good style.
Yeah, I just seen it got stuck between a couple of their lads, but to be fair, and I seen my chance. I ploughed in there and managed to poke it in.
And the other one, one-on-one with the keeper, Henry, well placed, but you went for the goal. You're a striker, you're going to do that, but wrong choice?
Looking back, it probably was, wasn't it? But like you say, as a striker, if I pass that, then I don't know. If I fancy myself to score 9 times out of 10, sadly, the keeper got enough on it.
Am I right or am I wrong? Did you have a feel at your hamstring early doors?
No, you're right there. Hard as nails, me.
Well done. You needed a goal tonight, but what a response from the game on Saturday. You needed it.
Oh, definitely, yeah. No one was happy on Saturday. We came in on Sunday and we had a good talk amongst ourselves and got it behind us, really. We look forward to Tuesday, like tonight, and I think you've seen some of the football that we played was really, really enjoyable to play in, so I can imagine it was good to watch. And now we have to build on it. Now we go again on Saturday and hopefully get another 3 points.
Game could have been dead at half time, couldn't it, with the chances?
Yeah, looking back, it could have been about 5 or 6, couldn't it? I think we had about 4 one-on-ones in the space of 10 minutes, and they're the kind of things we need to learn from. We need to finish the games off, and luckily we managed to see it through, kept a clean sheet and got the second in the second half.
Yeah, when that second one went in from Brad Potts, daylight at last, what a relief.
Oh, massive, yeah. It was a massive release. Obviously, we haven't won a game at home this season, and we got a draw here against Barnes the last time, and we wanted to build on that again, and we managed to get the 3 points tonight, and like I say, we go again Saturday at Swindon and try again.
Once it had gone in, 22 long minutes left, but the team had a real discipline about it, didn't it?
Yeah, I think we could smell the win, really, and you could see it in the performance of the lads. We stuck behind it there, went a bit more direct to the big man up top, and we got on the second balls, and it wasn't pretty maybe, but we got the job done, and we've come away with the points.
Massive, massive monkey off the back now. You can kick on, can't you?
I would like to think so. We've been waiting for a long time, and the gaffer's been saying we need to get that monkey off our back, and tonight we've managed to do it. Like I say, we'll be coming in on Thursday, and we'll all be bouncing and looking forward to Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, week in, week out, I've been in and around the place. The spirits never seem to go down.
No, we've got a great set of lads, to be fair. I know everyone says that kind of thing, but we come in, we work hard, we have a good laugh amongst each other, the staff. We've got a great group, I think, and it's one of the best groups I've ever worked in, and it's a pleasure to come in, and now hopefully we can get the results every game and really look forward now.
Back to 4-4-2, and the little man with all the boxer tricks up alongside you.
He's a pleasure to play with, to be fair. He gets out of the ball, he can drag defenders in, create space for other players, and I really enjoy playing with him, to be fair. We're great pals off the pitch as well, and to be able to play with Jack on a Saturday or a Tuesday, whenever it is, it's a real pleasure, really.
Finally, it's great to hear managers up and down the country. Now, Blackpool are a better side than the position, they're a better side than the results have shown, but it's the 3 points that count, and you've got them.
Yeah, definitely. The league table never lies, and we've been at the bottom for a while, but hopefully now we can build on it, and we can work our way up the table.